Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. A new advertising campaign aims to encourage people to get the coronavirus vaccination. The federal government says it is confident it will work. Vaccination will begin in late February when the Pfizer vaccine becomes available. The programme aims to inoculate 80,000 Australians each week and finish by October. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says those targets are achievable.
It's going to be a big year. The vaccine's going to roll out. We need Australians to be their best selves, and I know they will.
The World Health Organization has issued guidelines on who should get the coronavirus vaccine first. It recommends the most disadvantaged members of society be prioritised. The organisation is not recommending the immunisation of travellers yet. There is no evidence that vaccinations reduce the risk of passing on the coronavirus. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says the speed of the vaccine rollout needs to increase.
Together, we must ensure that vaccination of health workers and older people is underway in all countries within the first 100 days of this year.
Some European countries are calling for vaccine passports. They would allow people who've been inoculated to travel freely. The New South Wales Crisis Cabinet is considering easing coronavirus restrictions. The state has recorded 9 consecutive days without a locally acquired case of the virus. People are currently required to wear a face mask indoors in Greater Sydney, the Central Coast and Wollongong. Only 5 visitors are allowed in homes, and no more than 30 people can gather outside in a public place. More than 100,000 people have died in the UK after testing positive for COVID-19. Britain's opposition leader, Sir Keir Starmer, has extended his condolences to the families of the dead. He accuses the government of not moving fast enough to save lives.
I think there will be many people asking how on earth did the United Kingdom end up with not only the worst death rate in Europe, but also the worst or steepest recession of any major economy.
Case numbers have fallen. But Chief Medical Officer Chris Whitty says the crisis is not over.
Unfortunately, we're going to see quite a lot more deaths over the next few weeks before the effects of the vaccines begin to be felt. And I think we have to be realistic that that is going to happen.
Extreme weather events linked to climate change could cost the Australian economy $100 billion a year by 2038. A Climate Council report says the cost of weather damage in Australia has almost doubled since the 1970s. Dr. Robert Glasser is a former United Nations official on disaster risk reduction. He says the report should prompt immediate action.
Australians live in areas that are exposed to severe extreme cyclone risk and bushfire risk, similarly huge exposure. So our internal exposure to hazards is key.
A museum and education centre is to be built in Canberra to commemorate victims of the Holocaust. The federal government has committed $750,000 to the project. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg lost family members in the Holocaust. He says understanding what happened is important for the future. More than 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust, including 1.5 million children. Other minority groups were also targeted. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News in Easy English.